Six tips for a healthy outdoor cooking season. Everyone seems to be so much happier during the seasons that allow for outdoor cooking and entertaining. Whether it's a planned cooking event or spur-of-the-moment decision, these cooking events turn into an opportunity to relax, kick back, and truly enjoy life. These are the steps you should take to ensure that the foods you enjoy outdoors remain safe. What follows are the top tips for making this your best outdoor cooking season ever, no matter what you elect to cook. Tip number one, there are times when you want to marinate meats and poultry before cooking on your grill or smoker. Know that foods will only remain safe if you marinate in the refrigerator in a covered container, not with the marinated foods laying out on the kitchen counter. Also, if you plan to incorporate some of the marinade into a sauce, be sure to reserve some before it is applied to the raw foods. If there is marinade left over from the raw food marination, be sure you boil it before using, as anything that has contact with raw food can carry bacteria. Tip number two. You can grill a variety of foods on the same equipment, but to know when everything is cooked, you will need to have thermometers. It's best to use a different thermometer marked by color for each type of food. Beef, pork, chicken, fish. The thermometer should be placed in the thickest part of the meat or poultry to get an accurate internal temperature reading. Here is a guide on temperatures. Beef, pork, lamb, and veal, such as steaks, roasts, and chops, 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Ground meats and sausage, 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Whole poultry, poultry breasts, and ground poultry, 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Hot dogs, cook until steaming hot. Remember, thicker cut meats and poultry will need to be placed closer to the fire or heat. Utilize the upper grill grate for those items that are more fragile, like thinner fillets of fish, vegetables, fruit, even heating sauces. Tip number three. You cannot partially cook meats and poultry by parboiling or microwaving and then placing in the refrigerator for grilling the next day. Although you may think this will lessen the cooking time on the grill, what you're doing is introducing the potential for everyone to become sick. The reason? Partially cooking does not eliminate all bacterial growth. The reality is, you would be allowing bacteria to continue to grow. Tip number four, take the time to properly clean your grill or smoker at the start of the outdoor cooking season. It's common to close vents on the grill or smoker when you cover it up for the winter season, but this aids in stimulating mold growth on the grill grate and or inside cover. For that reason, it's important to scrub down the interior of the grill or smoker using a cleaning mixture. One part vinegar to three parts water or a bleach to water blend if you're not opposed to more toxic bleach. Tip number five. Be sure you start with a hot grill or to temperature smoker. That means preheat. Preheat your grill 15 to 25 minutes before you start cooking to make sure it reaches the right temperature to ensure all bacteria is killed. Your grill should be 400 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit for high, 350 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit for medium high, 300 to 350 degrees Fahrenheit for medium, and 250 to 300 degrees Fahrenheit for low heat. By having a properly heated grill, you will guarantee a moist outcome to your meat and poultry. Tip number six. There are many of us who prefer a good charcoal grill versus gas. It is important that you understand that there are many more influencers to altering the flavor of what you're cooking when you cook over charcoal. Be sure to use an additive-free lump charcoal, which is charred wood. Conventional briquettes, which are easy to find, may contain wood scraps and sawdust, as well as coal dust, sodium nitrate, borax, and additives like paraffin or lighter fluid. As for lighter fluid, no. Lighter fluid can release volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, into the air, leave an unpleasant flavor to foods, and pose a serious danger if used improperly. Skip it altogether. Without question, these tips should help you on your way to a healthy, memorable outdoor cooking season, likely the best ever. Looking for information on a specific topic? Let us know. We love receiving your comments and ideas, so subscribe to our channel and follow us. Get tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the flame and fire from a company who knows.